Have you ever thought of letting the world hear your voice? Ever thought of starting a podcast and airing your views about life and you feel restricted? Well, cheer up, because I have the perfect app for you. Anchor. It's a widely used podcasting app, and with it, you can share your thoughts and messages all over the world. And guess what? It's totally free. Hello again, and welcome back to the Jesus Corner, TJC. It's me, your girl, JJ, and I am excited to be here with you. So I had asked a few questions in my last episode, and I promised I was going to feature your messages in this episode. Well, I got just one message, but it is really, really encouraging, seriously. The message I got is from a sister and friend, Seke Peace. She said, and I quote, "Even when I didn't merit it, he loved me still. I have a friend. He is Jesus." Thank you so much, Seke, for your lovely message. I am so happy that you sent it. Honestly, God bless you, and I pray that you continue to feel the raw sweetness of Abba's love and be around it. So now, to today's focus. There's one thing that tons of people on earth are afraid of. It petrifies them, and the mere thought of it literally sends shivers down their spines. And that thing is death. Death. Okay. Imagine somebody walking up to you, like you're just on your own, and then somebody walks up to you and is like, "You're going to die today." Or maybe not today, but the person tells you the exact time you're going to die, and the person is precise about it, and the person seems very sure about it. If you're the kind of person who gets scared easily, there's a lot of thoughts that would run through your mind. You would literally be holding your heart in your hand. You would just be thinking. You would forget about every other thing, and that is the only thing that would be on your mind. But here's what I think about death. I think that death is, should I use the word overhyped? I think we put too much importance on death than we're supposed to. I mean, it is important because death is important, no doubt, because I mean it. I see death as a means of transition, or a mode of transfer from earth to either heaven or hell, depending on the kind of life that you lived on earth. So technically, death is actually could actually be positive or negative. If you look at it critically, death can actually be positive or negative. Positive if you lived a good life, if you walked right with Jesus. And negative if you did not. So, I think the big picture, the big question should be, after death, what next? Like, what goes on after death? Where do you spend eternity? Now, this episode is actually also a spoken word piece, and I think this spoken word was also given by the Holy Spirit for somebody. There's somebody that he wants to pass a message to. There's something that you probably did not know about death. And the glory of death. There's something you probably had no idea about that this spoken word seeks to point out to you. And this spoken word also seeks to point out that despite the fact that the flesh, the fact of the flesh, the existence of the flesh, the existence of us inside the flesh is ever present. It is never going away. It is always there. We will always live with the consciousness that it is the flesh that we live in. Although that that knowledge is constantly present. We do not necessarily have to conform to the image and likeness of the flesh, because we have been crafted by the mastermind behind the design of man to conform rather to his own image and likeness. So this spoken word seeks to point out that although the idea of the flesh is a constant fact, we do not have to walk in the flesh. The Bible says, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So this spoken word also seeks to point out that although you live in the flesh, it is possible to live holy here and now. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven before you begin to live in eternity. It is possible to live in eternity here and now. Like, begin now to live in heaven. Don't wait until death has taken you before you can go to heaven. So stay with me and I'll be right back with the spoken word right after this short break. Jesus, love, prayer, koinonia. There's always something to talk about. So each week on the Jesus Corner, I'm going to talk to someone about the love and sacrifice of Jesus, from the Christian walk with God to the benefits of salvation to the harvest. TJC will take you on a journey with the most interesting and mind-blowing truths about the Christian faith. The ever-present fact of the dysfunctional terrestrial suit that I wear, the flesh, cannot be shaken off. I mean, how could I possibly shake off the knowledge? It is not what I acquired, nor is it a gift I was given on the way. Neither did I ask for it, nor negotiate to make it mine. It is what I am. I found myself with it. I am only now getting to understand its origin. That moment when the first Adam disobeyed and reached out for worthless knowledge, unprofitable and undesirable, it changed everything. The covering that sustained and guaranteed the continual conformity of my terrestrial suit to the original plan and purpose of the mastermind behind my person, the glory, it was gone. And so my flesh was left to fend for itself and try to make out a life of its own. A task which, now having the benefit of hindsight, has proven to be futile and unattainable. It left me vulnerable and at the mercy of things and elements, entities and nature-altering procedures called mutation. I am a victim of the process of selection of genes. I am stuck with it. And so you see, there are no let-ups, no periods of retreat, no slacks cut. I am always in the present tense. I'm always here, because to continue to interact with this terrestrial realm, I must be in my suit, even in its malfunctioning state. The peer pressure, the stigmatization, anomalies, hate, all these owing to the absence of the glory. At least that is what I came to understand. And so I mourn my death before death would come to me. I walk in darkness, not having the slightest idea of where I'm headed and unwilling to swing my head to the direction of that which could point me to a definite location. But wait, this is not all that I got to understand. I also got to learn that I was known before the foundations of the earth, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever he had formed the earth, that there is a provision made by him who fearfully and wonderfully made me. I got to learn of the original design for my being, that I was meant to function in the exact same way that he does, that I can do what he does and overcome what he would overcome, that I am built to walk always in victory, to be the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, always on top and never below. And above all, that there is a man that came to make sure that his promises became my experience. The man is God. His name is Emmanuel. In him, God became man and walked the earth. He let me know of a place of glory, not in the great by and by, but a place called heaven, available here and now to me, a life forever and eternal in quantity and quality, ready to be mine here and now. All I need to do is ask. I used to be afraid of death. I used to let the coaxing crescendo of fear and doubt rid me of the knowledge of the glory until he said, if I die, so what? Every person born of a mother shall die someday, and death, it's not such a big deal after all. It's always available to bring me into a glorious beginning. If I die to the flesh and it's lost, I receive life eternal to be lived here and now. And if my dysfunctional body ultimately ceases to function at all, he, death, would launch me into the heavenly Jerusalem, the headquarters of this superior kingdom, which citizenship I gain when I accept Emmanuel's atoning sacrifice, when God laid down his life for man, that man, when he believed, would become God. So, where is the sting and fear of death? It is swallowed up by life eternal, which he is, and he, Emmanuel, fills me with hope, and he is the hope that I have, hope that makes me not ashamed, because love for him is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit whom he gave to me. I am a winner, not a loser. I am a victor and not a victim. No, not anymore. Thank you very much for listening to that spoken word piece. I hope you think about the things that you hear from Jesus here in the Jesus Corner. Do ensure to drop a message for me. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Jesus loves you more. Remember, the word of God can never be overemphasized. And I am grateful that you were able to spare me a few minutes and listen to what I have to say here. I'm sure that there's somebody that message was for, and I sincerely hope that the message has actually been passed to you. Thank you again for listening, and see you next week or later this week right here in the Jesus Corner. Bye.